Welcome back to the Practice Norwegian podcast and episode 13 of the Basic Grammar series. So today we're going to start on the second half of the book, what is called the A2 level in the grammar. And we're going to have one small item with the prepositions e and på, and then we're going to talk about specific form with adjectives of the nouns, meaning if you want to say the nice house or a green car, you have to do a bit more adjustments on the different endings. But first, the e and på. So in general, if you want to talk about the part of a country, if you say landet, you have to use the preposition på. På landet is a phrase, on the countryside, like at the countryside. So if you want to say at the west country, you would say på Vestlandet, because på refers to landet, so på Vestlandet. But if you say i Vest-Norge, you have to use i because it refers to the country and you always use i for country. And the same goes for på Sørlandet, then you have på, i Sør-Norge, then you use i. So it's the same areas, but you have to use the right preposition according to the phrase you're using. And also for i Øst-Norge, på Østlandet. So that's the first part. The second part is the specific form of nouns with adjectives. So we had so far, for example, en stor bil is a big car. But if you want to say the big car, you might think like the car is bilen, and then big is stor, stor bilen. But it's a bit more complicated. So you have to say from en stor bil till den store bilen. So you have to do three things if you want to use an adjective on a specific noun, like the car or the cars, and then you add an adjective. In general, you have to start with, I'm just going to say this and we're going to repeat it. So den, der, de first, then you put the adjective in the plural, then you put the noun in the specific form. So then en stor bil, den store bilen. If you have a female, you say ei gul jakke, a yellow jacket. That becomes den gule jakka. And then a nice house, et fint hus, the nice house, det fine huset. And for the plurals, mange snille gutter, many nice boys, de snille guttene, the nice boys. So if you look at the second part of the examples here, den store bilen. Your bilen is the car. Den is because you have a male, then you use den. For male and female, you start with den, and you say store, which is the plural form of the adjective, den store bilen. For the jacket, it's a female, but you still then start with den. The first word is always den, der, or de. So den for male, female, der for neutrals, de for the plurals, all genders. So for the female here, single, you start with den. Yellow in the plural is gule, and then specific of jacket, jakka, den gule jakka. So there's constantly three things you have to think about when you want to say a specific noun with an adjective. So for house, that's a neutral. So you start with the pronoun der, you write it det, but you say der. So der, and then nice in plurals, fine, der fine, and then the house, huset. Det fine huset. And for the plurals, you would say, you start with de always, and then the plural of the adjective is already natural because we are talking about plurals here. So de snille, and then the boys, guttene. Okay, so again, you start with den, der, de, then you put the adjective in the plural. Even if you talk about one thing, you put the adjective in the plural, and then you put the specific form of the noun. Meaning that for a single, it would be en, a, or et. And for a specific plural, it would be n. So now we can try and just do some practicing. So et fint teppe is a nice carpet. So this is a neutral, et fint. You can see it both with et and fint teppe. If you want to say the nice carpet, then you have to start with first, if you're guessing now, is it den, der, or de first? If it's a single neutral, der. Der, and then fint, but you have to put the plural form of fint, if you remember that for the adjectives. So it's fine, so der, fine, and then the specific of teppe, so neutral, you put the et, teppet. Der, fine, teppe. So this is one of the most complicated parts of the grammar. So, but it's a consistent recipe for how to do this and just adjust all the three parts, and then you get more used to it eventually. So next one, en stor hage, a big garden. So that's a male, en means is a masculine, so you put start with den, and then stor in plurals, store, den, store, and the garden in plural, sorry, in specific, hagen, den store hagen. Okay, and then et dyrt kjøleskap, an expensive fridge. Et becomes det, so det, and then dyrt in plural, dyre, det dyre, kjøleskapet is how you write it. And you say kjøleskapet. And then another male, en varm leilighet, a warm apartment, a warm flat. So you start with first, then the RD, then, and then varm in the plural, den varme leiligheten. And then two plurals here as an example, mange korte bøker, many short books. If you switch that, you will say, you start always with de, so that's simple, de, and you keep the adjective because it's already plural, de korte, and you switch bøker to the specific, bøkene, de korte bøkene. And then, mange gamle jakker, many old jackets. Then you start with de, you keep the gamle, de gamle, and you put ene at the end, de gamle jakkene. So in this case, if you already have the unspecific plural, it's very easy to change to the specific. You just put D in the front and N at the end, and then you have the right phrase. Okay, so we're going to do a bit more now just for the training and the exercise of it. So more of the single ones. And you can try and guess here. So en glad gutt. You can try to guess the whole thing first. En glad gutt. Mm-hmm. So you start with den. And then glad in the plural, glade, you write glade and you say glade, den glade, and then gutt in the specific, gutten, den glade gutten, den glade gutten. Next one, et stort hus, a big house. So, you start with first, then the RD, so it's det store huset. Some people like to think you just add e at the adjective, which is kind of right if you have it in the neutral form. But if you have it, like in this case, like stort, you can't just add an e to it. You have to take the t off because the t is a neutral ending. So you just have to take the base and then put an e on it. And that's the definition of the plural form. So, det store huset. And then, en lav hylle, a low shelf. En lav hylle, then you start with first. Good, den, and then lave in the plural, lave, den lave, and hylle in specific, good, hyllen, den lave hyllen. Next one, en god sofa, a good couch. The same recipe here, you start en god sofa, den, and then gode sofaen, den gode sofaen. The good couch. And then we have en fin park, a nice park. So you start again with den, and you say fine, and then parken. Den fine parken. So if you do this just enough times, it becomes more and more kind of quickly, and it's consistent, and then you get used to it. Den fine parken. You can also think the e at the for the adjective is partly because it sounds better. So if you have den fin parken, it's a bit like, so you have den fine parken. The e is also kind of a bridge, den fine parken. And then, et rødt bord, a red table. If you switch that one, it's a neutral, it becomes det røde bordet. You spell it det røde bordet, and you say det røde bordet. Okay, great. And then we're going to do a few more with the plurals. So we start with mange røde tak, many red roofs. That changes to first de and then the adjective. It's the same. De røde, and then tak becomes takene. So you just add n at the end. De røde takene. If you have next one, mange korte bukser, many short pants or many short trousers. That changes to de korte buksene. Mange korte bukser, de korte buksene. Next one, mange fine dager. De in the front, de fine, you do nothing, and then dagene. De fine dagene. Mange gode venner. De gode vennene. Mange lave hyller, if you guess. Good. First de, then lave, then hyllene. De lave hyllene. And the last one, mange nye sko, many new shoes. Then you change it and you have first de nye skoene. De nye skoene, the new shoes. Okay, great work. So this one is, again, it's a bit elaborate in the beginning to do all these three things. We're starting with den der die, put the adjective in the plural, and then put the specific ending on the noun. But if you do it a couple of hundred times, it will suddenly be a lot more easy and it almost come by itself. So that's all for this episode. And as always, hope this was helpful. And thank you so much for listening. And see you again soon.